Democrat senators introduce one handgun a month purchase limit. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 16, 2021. Senators Tim Kaine, DBA, and Mark Warner, DBA, are pushing federal gun control proposals that mirror restrictions adopted in the state of Virginia in 2020. Inside Nova reports the legislation is called the Virginia Plan to Reduce Gun Violence Act. It includes an expansion of background checks and a red flag law. 13 News Now notes the act also includes a one handgun a month purchase limit. Kaine and Warner released a joint statement on their gun control push, saying, "Virginia knows all too well the heartbreaking consequences of gun violence. We've seen it in the tragedies of Virginia Tech and Virginia Beach and the countless drive-by shootings, domestic violence, and suicides by firearm across the country. We're proud of the Commonwealth for leading the way to advance gun reform. Now it's time for Congress to save lives." The Virginia Plan to Reduce Gun Violence Act comes at the same time Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, is pushing a ban on ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds. The ban includes a buyback plan whereby the federal government would purchase all magazines with greater than 10-round capacity which are currently in private hands. National Shooting Sports Foundation figures show there are approximately 71.2 million pistol magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds, and 79.2 million rifle magazines capable of holding 30 or more rounds in circulation. Menendez, Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, and other Democrats are also pushing a ban on the possession of firearms suppressors. Their gun control push comes even as Representative Bob Good, RVA, is working to do away with federal regulation on suppressors. Good told Breitbart News, "The Second Amendment is the guarantor or protector of all other rights. If our Second Amendment right is not safe, no rights are safe." Democrats continue to fearmonger and spread misinformation as a justification to undermine our constitutional rights. "I'm pleased to introduce legislation that will remove regulatory burdens from purchasing accessories that protect hearing and promote safety." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.